Growing in Christ, the chief aim here at Abounding Grace. Join us. Welcome to the broadcast. This is Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in London. Our time together today will return us to God's Word and some casual conversations with our teacher and Pastor Chris Gordon, that we might be encouraged in Christ, that we might grow in His grace. Won't you join us? Here now with this edition of Abounding Grace, once again, our teacher and Pastor Chris Gordon.
Thank you for joining us today on Abounding Grace. I am Pastor Chris Gordon, and we're completing our study through Psalm 90 today. And this past week, we've been looking at Moses' call to have us think about the brevity of life, have us think about the meaning of life, all in light of the fact that God is our Creator. God is the one who stands outside the bounds of time, and He is the one from everlasting unto everlasting. And these realities were set before us that if our life is but a mist, if our life is but a vapor, how then should we live? God floods people away with the flood waves of time. From dust they were taken, and to dust they return. All of us have a lifespan, if we make it, of 70 to maybe 80 years, if we get that. And the question is, how can we live life that truly glorifies God and live a life that truly magnifies Christ within us? And Moses, we looked at yesterday, in verse 12, gives us a key ingredient to such a thing. Teach us to number our days, he says, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That should be a wonderful goal in life. That should be a wonderful resolution. A numbering of our days is to what? Yesterday, we said to repent of the sin of squandering what the Lord has given to us, to turn from our sinful ways to Him, to submit our lives to Christ, to believe in Him, to rest and trust in Him alone for salvation, not in any works that we do, to diligently use all of the gifts that God has given us for of His grace for the manifestation of His glory, to guard our hearts from wasting life. Wasting life upon the vanities that are here, and to never neglect the opportunities given to us to live our lives every day with the goal that Christ would be magnified in our bodies, whether in life or in death. And that, of course, comes to us only with His gracious aid of help. Looking to Him, He gives us the life that we need and the help that we need when we turn to Jesus Christ. Now, the question that is before us, my friends, have you numbered your days? The New Testament, of course, maintains this same focus. Come now, James 4:14. You who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, make a profit, whereas you don't even know what will happen tomorrow, he says. For what is your life? It is a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. You know, for those in whom Christ has not taken the dread of death or the terror of soul for what is to come away, they will avoid even thinking about death. The more they think about it, the more their terror increases. They just ignore it as if it will not happen to them. But you see, for the Christian, Christ has disarmed the sting of death, hasn't He? We can number our days that no matter what happens, if we die tonight or in 40 years from now, we will be received that moment into the arms of Christ because we have been saved by grace alone through faith alone. And we know that the sweeter rest that awaits us is far greater than anything this world has to offer. You see, the good of thinking upon our frailty and our weakness, even our death, is that it incites us to think how it can be overcome. It incites us to think, how can I escape this wrath to come? And remember, the Apostle Paul said that knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. It compels us to ask, who can have any comfort in life and in death? You see, my friends, a fool rejects such questions. A fool rejects these issues. A fool rejects to come square and to deal with the fact that life is short and that soon he's going to stand before God. How then can we stand? It was these sort of questions about life that drove Moses in verse 11 to say, "Who knows the power of your anger? Who has?" Well, there's only one. We can answer that today, can't we? Praise be to God that it was Christ who has known the power of his anger. And because that fierce anger was poured out upon him, we have eternal life. You see, my friends, all of that anger and all of that wrath, when you believe in Jesus Christ, is placed on his head. When he went to the cross, he endured that objectively. That's why our justification, in a sense, is rooted, it says, in the resurrection. And of course, when we believe, we know that all of his righteousness is imputed to our account so that we don't have to suffer the wrath that fell upon him. That's what the cross is all about. Every last one of our sins is covered in Christ. And there is nothing in life and in death that can then separate us from the love of God. Yes, there is a way of approach. And you see, it is that underlying reality that gave Moses hope in the time that he had left upon the earth, and so it should with us. Listen to verse 14 of Psalm 90. "Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all of our days. Make us glad according to the day in which you have afflicted us." And look at verse 17. "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands." Yes, establish the work of our hands. Notice what Moses is saying to you. Satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad. This is not a morbid, this is not a dreadful picture of life, is it? When Christ is yours and you are his, and you live all of life in him, and that you have been united to him by true faith, that will undoubtedly bring a joy that the world cannot know and does not have or know. It's impossible for them to know the joy that a Christian has. What was the message that was heralded in the heavens from the angels when Christ came? And this time of year, we celebrate his birth. What was that message? "Behold, we bring you good tidings of great joy." And that we can have joy and happiness in our lives when we have that kind of understanding, God is the most glorified. Do you have joy? Do you have comfort? A lifeless, cold, contentious, so-called Christian undoubtedly is one who has not yet come to understand the cross. This was at the root of all the biblical writers' understanding that they could say to you time and time again, things like this: "Behold what manner," or let me better translate that, "Behold of what country the love of God has been lavished upon us, that we should be called sons of God." And then something like this: "And I write these things to you that your joy may be full." The only reason joy and gladness comes to you in this life is when you have truly embraced Jesus in true faith. This is joy. This is a life that matters. That will produce in you a life that truly, in all things, you can rejoice. As the Apostle Paul said, "Rejoice, and again will I say, rejoice." Imagine today, my friends, how many are living in misery. Imagine how many this very night will waste it in drunkenness, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, a whole host of evils. How many will cut off and fly away forever to hell? Have you been satisfied with his mercy? That's really the question that Psalm 90 leaves us. Do you have a Savior? Do you believe in the only Savior that God has provided, Jesus Christ, the righteous one? Well then, may you number your days and gain a heart of wisdom. And the call, at least in this coming year, is then, if you are in Christ, to live in the joy and the knowledge of what Christ has done for you, and that he has removed the sting of death when that day comes to your door, which may be sooner than any of us think. Oh, what a reason do we have to live if we are Christians. There is meaning. Moses ends the psalm asking God to establish the work of our hands. What is your life? A mist, a flower that appears today and is gone tomorrow, that appears for a moment and then vanishes. The only, might I stress that, the only life that truly matters, and that the only way one will have the works of their hands established is to be in Christ. Oh, I'm not talking about a mere intellectual assent to Christ, just cold facts, as John Calvin once said, that hop around in the brain, but never take root in the seat of the heart. I'm not talking about a mere confession of facts, as important as that is. A mere saying of the creed. Many do that with dead hearts. I'm talking about an embracing of Jesus in true faith that ushers forth a transformed life. Is your life today established? Do you have an ultimate joy that transcends the transient, fleeting form of this life? If you have fled to Christ this day, be comforted to know that in the years to come, you have one in whom is your dwelling place and is still the dwelling place for all believers who have gone before you, so that when your eyes close in death, you will awake. You will be ushered forth into the arms of the one who is from everlasting unto everlasting our dwelling place. If you are not in Jesus today, I plead with your soul, believe in Him. You can have a life that knows what it means to be washed from all of your sins and freed from the misery and bondage that such a sinful life brings. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. It can be written on the tomb of an unrepentant sinner, "Here lies a man who in all of his life never worked one hour for God or ever glorified Him or magnified Him in his body." So then, may we with Moses learn to number our days so that we can say with all of the biblical writers, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible sincerely believed and faithfully taught. Join us for worship this Sunday. Our worship services are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. We have a lot of info for you on the web, sermons, articles, a whole bunch of resources for you. You may access them at www.lindenurc.com. Our phone number, 360-318-0429. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.